Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online on them about at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Very pleased to have back with us for his annual fitness report, Mr. Mr. Kirk Ike. Kirk is the CEO of the Upper Palmetto YMCA, a job he's had for a little over 5 years. And you still look the same as the first time I interviewed you.
Yeah, I tell people I look good on the outside, but inside I'm breaking down. So you said fitness report. Is that on the Y or on me?
No, it's on the Y.
All right.
Your performance of the Y.
All right.
You'll be graded at the end of this, right? Okay. So tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Sure. Believe it or not, I've been in the Y 34 years, and it's all I've ever done. Went to school at the University of Florida to be a forester, and wanted to work for the state park, federal park system. And while I was in school, I needed a job because I wasn't independently wealthy. And started working at the Y and just fell in love with the Y over my tenure at Florida, and just couldn't get enough of it. And then when I graduated, my director at the time was leaving to go to another Y, and he was like, "Hey, Kirk, you want to go with me?" And I said, "You going to pay me?" He goes, "I'll pay you $1,000 a month." And I shook his hand, and I moved the next week.
How about that?
And that started my Y career. So been blessed to be part of an organization that is truly one of the best things, if not the best thing, in our community.
I wouldn't argue that. So you have been involved with how many different Ys over your career?
Yep. So seven YMCAs. My first Y job was Selma, Alabama. So when people are like, are you from the South? I'm like, I think I have street cred to talk about being from the South. But great experience there. And then just had an opportunity. Typically in the Y, if you want to move up, you got to move on. And so, I always had kind of an internal ambition to do more in the Y.
Right.
But I also wanted to learn. And so I started out, believe it or not, doing every type of programming, from sports to aquatics to camping, lived at a resident camp, my first Y job. And so kind of always knew what I wanted to do if I had the ability to be in charge. And so I've had that luxury for 15 plus years to be a CEO.
So you're an in-charge guy.
Well, I like to be able to see an issue, fix an issue without a lot of politics.
Good.
And it's a blessing, and it's fun.
So here we are with the Upper Palmetto YMCA, which, my God, I mean, I remember when I moved to Rock Hill 41 years ago. It was nothing like it is today. How many branches do we have now?
So we have 13 branch locations.
And the newest one is?
Down in Kershaw at the Stevens Park. There's a community center there. Great people down there. We have a small pool. We're actually doing Learn to Swim today for the elementary schools. And I have to go to Bass Pro Shops tomorrow and buy them a canoe because we're doing we put the kids in the canoe on Friday and we tip it over and they got to get back in the canoe. So it's part of our Learn to Swim program. But, the thing I love about our YMCAs is they're all unique. They're all different and they all serve that specific community. So the community in Rock Hill is different than the community in York or Clover or Indian Land. And so they're all unique and, we have great staff. Great board volunteers, and a lot of great members that truly love coming to the Y every day. It's part of their DNA.
So you have running 13 different Ys.
Yes, sir.
Your staff is how big?
We have about 1,400 employees.
Oh, my God. That's full and part-time?
Full and part-time, yes, sir.
1,400 employees.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of logistics. And we have, just the onboarding HR. We have great HR director and assistant HR director. Mm. And I think we're pretty smart with how we do things.
You know, for somebody who is new, and I'm just going to talk about Rock Hill because that's really the only why I know I go every day to the Charlotte Avenue YMCA. I really think if you're new and you want to get to know people, mm-hmm. go to the Y. Get yourself a membership. Go to the Y. It'll be the best money you can invest because you not only get to do all the fitness stuff and swimming and play pickleball and do all that kind of stuff, but you're going to get to know what makes this community tick. Mm-hmm. It is a melting pot. It is black. It is white. It is Hispanic. It is fat, skinny, old, young. I mean, they're all there, and they leave whatever baggage they have out there in the parking lot and just come in and have a good time and enjoy everybody else's company.
It's why I love the Y. It's why I continued to work for the Y. It's why I worked for the Y for 34 years. Is the Y is the greatest melting pot in our community. And I've always said if I was president, I'd put a Y in every community, and we'd be a better country. We'd be happier, nicer to each other. And I occasionally say there's no R, there's no D in the YMCA. There's only Y. And so, doing community together, and churches are really good about this. You know, you get to know each other through doing community together, and you learn that we have more in common than uncommon.
Whew. Okay, so we've got this battery of YMCAs, 13 of them. Do we have more on the line coming up?
Not right now.
You got your eye on something, I could tell.
We probably do. I can't really share it right now. But, opportunity will come to us. It's we have to determine, the lens that we make decisions with. Is it smart for our why? Is it sound? Because at the end of the day, we are a business. We have 1,400 employees that we need to take care of. We have to take care of our facilities from a repair and replacement standpoint. We have cost increases every year. I won't even talk about liability insurance and what that has been doing the past couple of years. So, we want to be smart with how we grow. And, that lens that we make a decision with, has to encompass those other 13 whys. If we grow, is that going to affect those other whys?
Well, you can't help but be pressured to continue growing because our population is growing so much. I mean, I think the greatest example of this is what you just did recently over at Indian Land.
Yeah.
You built a brand new Y from the ground up.
Yeah.
And it wasn't big enough the day you opened it.
It's not big enough right now. We just did a small renovation to that facility. Believe it or not, it's only 5 years old. We just did a small renovation, and we're looking at doing Indian Land Phase 2 in that whole area over there. And, I know the people who have grown up here, have been around here. They always lament about traffic. I'm like, well, would you rather have no traffic and no economic development and have declining communities and declining downtowns? One of the best things we have going for us is we're on the left side of the bell curve when it comes to all of our communities. And we have so much more potential opportunity to grow. And it's a good thing. Now, traffic, obviously, nobody wants traffic, but you can't have everything.
No, you sure can't.
So
Indian Land is it 75,000 square feet?
75,000 square feet, and it's one of the largest, busiest Ys in the country.
How many total members do we have in the Upper Palmetto YMCA?
We have about 75,000 members.
75,000 members.
Yeah.
And when you break that down, I would venture to say Indian Land is your largest branch?
Yeah, it's what we qualify as a flagship Y. So, Indian Land, the Baxter Community YMCA, the CSD YMCA, which is in partnership with Clovis School District, and then Charlotte Avenue. Those are our flagships. And then Fort Mill at the Complex Y is another great Y, partnership with the town of Fort Mill. And then we have a Y down on the campus of, USCL Lancaster. And so a lot of unique partnerships. We have storefront you know, executive YMCAs. And then we have community Ys. We have a Y in York, which is a true community Y.
But the model seems to be today is let's do things in partnerships. If we can do something on the campus of USCL, if we can do something down in Kershaw or do something in Fort Mill with the town, that's a lot, makes a lot more economic sense than trying to build something brick and mortar.
It does. And I think, you know, communities that are smart are leveraging, you know, the nonprofits that are in their community. And, you know, how can we do more, you know, and impact more? And, you know, you get a lot of synergy when you bring other entities together. And, you know, we've been blessed. And you know, we were talking about Mobel. Mobel, you know, he had the vision to expand the Y to where we're at today.
And it's going to continue to grow. Okay. Yeah. I could spend all day on this. I mean, it's a great success story. And how does, I mean, when you stack up the size of this Y, 75,000 members, is that, I don't know, is that considered big or medium size? Or?
So there's roughly 2,850 YMCAs in the country. You know, branch locations, there's about 800 chartered Ys. We're in the top 100. I think we're around 74, 75 now. So we're one of the largest associations in the country.
Great.
And it you know, it makes sense because you mentioned it, our demographics. We got great demographics. And, you know, why do all the politicians, when they're running for office, they stop in our community? Well, because they're not stupid, right? And they know, they understand that our populace is an important, you know, group.
Yeah. So the why really covers everything from cradle to grave. I mean, you got a program for everything under the sun. Even special needs. I mean, you've got programs for special needs, kids and adults and what have you.
We do.
It's, I mean, we could take an hour just going through all of them. You operate Camp Cherokee, which has been a huge success for generations. And it's always, I always love when you get towards the close to when registering is goes online, boom, people, they'll fill it up in a matter of a day or two.
No, and, you know, probably some of our biggest issues are, you know, with camp are, you know, well, I wasn't able to get in with my neighbor because they got to go together. And so, you know, how do we work through that? But, you know, camp's another great partnership with the state park system in Kings Mountain. We have a really great working relationship with them. You know, we're part of them. They're part of us. And, you know, we just built a brand new 13,000 square foot lodge up there this past year. And we were able to utilize that this past summer. And, you know, just looking to always improve. What's the next piece to the puzzle for improvement? And we want to try to do that, you know, not just at camp, but all of our Ys. We want to look at what are we doing? How can we get better? And I always say, you know, how can we take care of our members? Because at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do.
So you got 75,000 people coming in and out of your 13 branches almost every day. And that's got to create a lot of wear and tear on everything, correct?
Correct. So just this past month, we had 200,000 scans. So it was actually like 193, but close to 200,000. So that's a lot of foot traffic. That's a lot of wear and tear. You know, we had summer camp going on. You know, we had a board meeting yesterday, and we had a great presentation on our summer camp, and everybody was like, great job. And I was like, I'm just glad it's over because it's a lot of, you know, it's a long day for our staff. It's a lot of wear and tear. It's a lot of commingling of kids and members, and it'd be tough to do that for a full year.
So you all must spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, every year just on fixing and replacing equipment.
Oh, yeah.
True?
True. So I've been here roughly 5.5 years. We've spent $9 million over that term just on facility improvements. Ooh. But that's a great thing. But, you know, I wish HVAC units would last longer than 3 or 4 years. Unfortunately, the reality is you can buy an AC unit, it can go out. We're already replacing units at Indian Land.
It's been, what,
five years.
5 years.
Which kills our, you know, our CFO. He's like, how is this possible?
Just talk to my friend Benny Etter. He'll tell you. He's in the air conditioning business. They don't build them like they used to.
They don't. They use substandard materials, the width of, like, the coils.
Yeah,
you whatever. Know, and so, but it is what it is. So we have to be really proactive with our repair and replacement. And think about, what are we doing? How are we taking care of our members?
So, and I can only talk about the Charlotte Avenue Y. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many years ago it was, 5, 6, 7 years ago, you totally redid the fitness area.
Yep.
Everything. A lot of, you open up the walls, you open up the second floor, put all brand new everything in there, and it's been great.
Yep.
But it's taken a beating
because
it got so many people going in there. And you're already looking at how we can make that better for the members, right?
Yeah. And so Charlotte Avenue is a classic YMCA. It's the YMCA that I grew up going to. It's an older facility. It has long hallways, numerous, you know, nooks and crannies and turns. And so we have to really say, all right, how can we best utilize this space? We have a large after-school childcare program there. You know, and you can't do everything all at once. You just can't. And so, you know, Charlotte Avenue is a great example. It has 7 roofs. We've replaced 1. Well, we got 6 more to go. So we're going to do another roof project there next year. But short term, we're renovating the men's locker rooms starting on, you know, early September. That's going to be a big project because, you know, not to disparage our facilities, but the Charlotte Avenue men's locker room is needs a lot of DLC.
I can attest to that.
And so I'm excited about that and just, you know, doing that renovation, doing some more fitness expansion at that facility, doing some things that the members might not see, but are important to that physical plant. And so, you know, in 4 or 5 years, we will have remade that Y to last another, you know, 15, 20.
Good for you. We got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that they are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do what we do in here is in the white letters. Let's tell everybody at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Very interesting interview with Kirk Eich. He is the CEO of the Upper Palmetto YMCA. If you missed the first half, you you missed some good stuff. 13 branches, 75,000 members, and they had 200,000 scans last month. That's people coming in and out to use the Y. That's amazing. That is just amazing. So we're talking about Camp Cherokee.
Yeah.
And I did not know about something called Camp Luck,
yeah,
which I think says an awful lot about what the Y does for special needs people. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so it's a partnership that we started many years ago, and our camp director, Will Gilmore, and our assistant director, they just do a remarkable job with that program. And so at the end of our normal sessions, which, you know, depending on the year and the school calendar, is 9 or 10 sessions, at the end of our camp, we open up our camp to that group, and they're out of, you know, Levine's Children's Hospital in Charlotte, and we do a camp for heart transplant kids, and so for their families. And obviously, you know, you talk about an environment that has to be really structured and you know, safe, and you know, their staff and their volunteers. You know, I love our camp program, but I've drinking the Kool-Aid on Camp Luck also.
I bet you have.
And so, you know, those are the things that, unless you're involved with it, you really don't know. And most of our members come into the Y, they utilize what they utilize. And, you know, one of the things that I would, you know, like for our members to understand that we do a lot of really great things in the community, and we do it because of our healthy membership. We're able to be financially sound on the membership side to be able to say yes to a lot of community needs. You know, we partner with our local NAMI agency, the National Association of Mental Illness. We're a great partner with them. And, you know, everybody talks about we need to do something for mental illness. Well, what are you doing? You know, how are you partnering? You know, just this past week, we started a partnership with Clinton College where their student athletes are able to come in and utilize our facilities. And, you know, Clinton College needs partners like the Y. They need folks in the community to adopt Clinton College. And,
sure.
And you know, how can we partner with you guys? How can we help you? And so that's just a little part of what we're able to do for them.
Well, let's add a little bit to that. I know the Y, the Upper Palmetto YMCA is doling out $500,000 or more in scholarships every year to families who just can't afford a Y membership?
Correct. Yeah, so...
speaks lots.
It is, and it's a neat piece that, you know, you talk about the mission of the Y. And, you know, how does that work? You apply online, and it's very confidential. It's only a couple people are handling that scholarship. And, you know, it's not just for people who are on the lower, you know, economic spectrum. It's for anybody who needs help to be able to access the Y services or programs. It's seamless. All they got to do, it's based on income and number of dependents and family. And we do it for camp, roughly about 10% of our camp kids in summer camp and day camp, and then membership, you know. And the economy's doing well, but for some people, the economy's not doing so well. And so it's great that the Y can kind of help fill that niche and support families and support individuals with being able to come to the Y, because it's not just the physical, it's the mental piece too.
Oh, that's a big part. And with all the mental instability going on in the world,
yeah,
today that we know so much more about because of COVID,
yeah,
there ain't nothing like getting on a treadmill and spending a half an hour doing that to work up a sweat to get your head straighten out.
It's the best prescription you can ever be.
You can play some pickleball or racquetball or,
yeah,
basketball or whatever.
Just don't go in and talk while they're playing pickleball or disturb anybody playing pickleball, because they will give you the what to.
Well, unless you come in and you have a special permit to see the crew that plays at 7:30 in the morning, where it's nothing but talk,
yeah,
back and forth. Okay. One of the things that you've done, which I think is very interesting, is you have an extended hours program at certain branches,
yep,
that allow people to come in anytime they want to come in.
Yep.
Whether you're there or not.
Yep.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, we started that about 2 years ago, and I remember when we were talking about this, you know, with our staff team, and They were like, you want to do what? You want to allow people to come into the Y with no staff? That's not going to work. Well, at the end of the day, the members own the Y. It's their facility. And so members are going to take care of what's theirs. And so we've opened up our Fitness Plus to 7 facilities, and it allows them to come in early morning from 4 to 5. Most of our facilities open up at 5. But, you know, if you got to work in Charlotte, you want to get your workout on, you want to get back on the road before it gets really tough. And so, you know, just looking at ways of how we can take care of our members, Fitness Plus is one of the ways we're doing it. And I'm excited to share that the CSDY, in the coming weeks, that fitness facility, now it's not the full facility, so it's, you know, we sectioned it off, but the fitness part, it'll be open, you know, to Fitness Plus, and it's 365 days a year, 4 to 11 is what we call it.
And CSD, for those who are not familiar, it means Clover School District, community-wide.
Clover School District right there, you know, in Lake Wylie.
Great partnership there.
Yeah.
All right, you got a golf. I saw this, you got a golf tournament coming up, and I'll bet you the guy that you took over from, Mo, I love to play golf every day, Bill, is going to be there.
We hope so, and we're excited. This is our first annual golf tournament, and I know, I'd say every community organization, school, civic club does a golf tournament, and you know, we're adding to that, you know, to that mix, and we just want people. You know, we were talking about camaraderie, and you know, just having a good time socially. It's a way to support the WISE Mission Strong Fund, but it's also a way to get out and have some fun with your fellow coworker, your boss, and, you know, hit the little white ball around the course.
Very quickly, what is the Mission Strong Fund?
That's our annual support fund for scholarships.
Gotcha.
So that enables us to do all the litany of things that we don't charge for. It helps support those programs and, you know, access to our facilities and programs.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half left. What's coming up down the pike? I know that you've got a great big piece of land out there on Rawlinson Road that you've had for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Are you going to do anything there?
We're actually trying to sell it to take those dollars to reinvest back in our existing facilities.
Okay.
And so, not necessarily an easy decision, but Charlotte Avenue is a good example. It's an older facility. We want to take some of those dollars and put it back into that facility. You know, that's our priority is taking care of what we have. And, you know, that's an asset that's going to help our balance sheet, obviously.
Well, I would think with 30 acres of land, that would be pretty easy to sell if somebody wants to develop it.
It's under contract right now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So
he's smiling from ear to ear.
Well, it's you know, I would say the Y is not necessarily in the business of developing land per se, of holding assets like that. I think originally I think the intent was to put a branch beside the Rock Hill Aquatic Center, but we're happy running that facility just as it is. And, you know, we have enough on our plate to keep us busy.
And we've run out of time. I could go another half hour with you.
Let's go.
We have other things.
All right.
Kirk Ike, thank you very much for all that you're doing at the Y and for your team. Quite something. I mean, you got 1,400 employees, and they're doing a great job. I can tell you, a great job. And if you're new to Rock Hill, go to the YMCA. Find one and get there. You'll find it was a wise decision on your part. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relaxing with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time. What do we do here at Substation 2? It's called Fresh Subs and Salads. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and you over there can participate. Are you watching? White letters at the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.